Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Other road users. As a road user, you share the road with the rest of the traffic. As a good driver, you should ignore the mistakes of other road users. It is good to assume that everyone is trying his or her best. You should also be aware that even you do not drive without making mistakes. It does not help to get unnecessarily irritated by mistakes made by other drivers. It is far better to concentrate on driving correctly. Learning objective of this section. You will learn the limitations of other road users, not just car drivers, and how you can deal with them. Time needed, 20 minutes. Bicycles, mopeds, motorbikes. You must pay special attention to two-wheeled vehicles. They can easily be overlooked. Often they will be hidden behind other vehicles because they are so small. Extra attention is needed before turning right or changing lanes. Accidents with two-wheeled vehicles usually lead to serious injuries because they are not protected from heavy falls. Always expect there to be a hidden two-wheeled vehicle. Dangerous situations arise when parking and getting out at the side of the road. Before opening the door, it is essential to look in the wing mirrors and check the blind spot. Any cyclist passing you in this moment will thank you. The blind spot is the area not visible when you look in the wing mirrors. If, for example, you are being overtaken, the other vehicle will at first be visible in the wing mirrors and then only visible if you look left out of the window. Between the wing mirror and window, the vehicle will pass through the blind spot where it is not visible in the wing mirrors or looking behind. If you were to change lanes in this moment, then you would drive directly into the other vehicle and cause an accident. Therefore, it is important after looking in the wing mirrors to not just look left out of the window, but to turn your head and look as far behind as possible. This ensures that no one is in your blind spot. Many accidents happen because the blind spot was not checked. The same action is recommended when opening a door. Ambulances, police, fire service. Absolutely all road users must give way to the fire service, ambulances, and police if they have flashing blue lights. This applies even if the traffic rules and traffic lights suggest something else. A distance of at least 100 meters must be kept behind such vehicles. It is recommended to keep the volume of your radio low so that you can hear the siren of one of these vehicles in enough time. Lorries and buses. Due to their size and weight, lorries and buses are not as agile as smaller vehicles. Drivers of heavy vehicles must drive with more foresight. Only by doing so can they recognize and react to dangerous situations, which are often caused by smaller vehicles. You can help drivers of heavy vehicles to avoid problems by following these tips. Do not overtake a heavy vehicle if it is turning. Do not enter a junction if a heavy vehicle is turning. Avoid driving in the blind spot of a heavy vehicle. Do not pull up too close, or in other words, keep your distance to the vehicle in front. The driver of a heavy vehicle cannot see you if you keep too short a distance. If you have overtaken a heavy vehicle, you should not reduce your speed without a good reason, as this will force the heavy vehicle to either brake or to overtake. Heavy vehicles can be up to 19 meters long. You therefore need a much longer overtaking distance. Flash your lights if you have been overtaken by a heavy vehicle or bus. This signals to the driver that it is safe to pull back in, and he will almost certainly be grateful. On long descents, heavy vehicles must drive slowly in order to avoid overheating the brakes. You should account for this, especially on motorways, and this is why lorries only drive between 30 and 50 kilometers per hour on steep inclines. Never stop on an escape lane. The escape lane is there for lorries whose brakes have failed. Escape lanes are found on steep inclines. They are especially signposted and should not be confused with the hard shoulder. On winding roads, heavy vehicles must often counter-steer. Be kind and make sure that a heavy vehicle does not need to stop. A lorry or coach needs much more energy to drive on a mountain than a passenger car or a motorbike. Motor vehicles with yellow flashing lights warn of an exceptional haulage that is following them over size, heavy. In this case, speed should be reduced.